Well, as we wind down Black History Month, the Cincinnati Arts Association would like everyone to know that there are plenty of opportunities beyond the month of February to catch examples of African-American culture being brought into the city. And joining me to discuss more about it are Van Ackerman, Vice President of Marketing and Communication. Welcome, Van.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here again.
And Joyce Benominee, the Vice President of Education and Community for the CAA. Welcome, Joyce.
Thank you so much, Jim. Glad to be here.
Well, in less than a week's time, we're actually going to be having a show that's being brought in called An Adam Experiment. Van, what is this about?
It's about Adam Clayton Powell Jr., who was the first African-American congressman from New York State to go to Washington, D.C., representing the city of New York and also Harlem. And he made radical changes during his time in Congress. He was there for more than 25 years during the period of JFK and Lyndon Johnson, and chaired the Labor and Education Committee for quite some time, and made radical changes in social justice and civil rights, working with a variety of people. Even a small thing like changing the cafeteria in Congress because it was all white before he came there, and he integrated it. He had a lot to do with the reform of the Jim Crow laws in the South, of repealing the poll tax, which yes. I forgot even existed in the South, probably in also other places in the country, mm-hmm. which meant that you really had to pay taxes on registering to vote, which kept African-American citizenry and other low-income people from actually voting. So he made huge changes during his time in Congress.
Recently, a lot of focus in the news has been on African-American politicians who came to prominence in the 60s. He, as the first African-American representative from New York, came to the office in 1945.
45, yeah, to 1971. Before that, he was actually on city council in New York City, the first African-American man to be on city council there. Before that, he was the pastor at one of the largest Baptist churches in New York City, in Harlem, the Abyssinian Baptist Church. So he really started his political career there in terms of his advocacy and doing boycotts to make sure that African Americans were actually being hired to do jobs that were not just the menial jobs. In fact, the World's Fair happened around that time, and he boycotted the World's Fair and changed the hiring practices there. So he was making political changes before he even went to Congress, before he was even on city council in New York. And I hear, having that pastor background, he had a fiery tongue and a huge personality, and he was charming. And I think he used all of those skills to actually create the changes that he created.
So tell us a bit about Michael Chevenier, the gentleman who wrote and is performing this piece.
Yes, Michael wrote the piece. He actually stars the piece. It's a one-man show. It's a day in the life of Adam Clayton Powell Jr. It takes place in 1957 on an October day. And Michael has always been called Little Adam because he looks a lot like Adam Clayton Powell. And everybody kept saying to him, you need to play Adam Clayton Powell one day. But there's not a lot of material out there about Adam Clayton Powell. So he said, I'm going to research this and write my own play, which he did. Finally went off Broadway, and he actually even played the Apollo Theater in Harlem, which was huge for him, was introduced by Adam Clayton Powell's son. And yes, he created this piece on his own because he needed to, because there was nothing else out there for him to do. And he's been touring this around the country for, I believe, 3 years now.
And you say it's a day in his life, and it covers not only the political activities of Adam Clayton Powell Jr., but also his personal life.
His personal life. And he had a quite a colorful personal life. He was married 3 times. I believe this takes place during the time he was married to his second wife, who was a concert pianist, I believe, a very popular concert pianist. She happens to be in Paris during this play, and he's trying to get his family home. So he deals with all of those personal issues he had in his life, as well as the enormous political upheaval that was happening around that time with segregation and integration.
Now, following An Adam Experiment in April on the 16th, we'll be seeing the return of Black Violin. Joyce, they were here last year, and
yes,
to much
were.
Acclaim.
Yes, they were. And it was so much acclaim that we began negotiations immediately with their agent to see whether we could bring them back. I will tell you, on the school end, we sent out, you know, just sneak peek in last May, 18, and the shows was sold out within a few weeks prior to our brochure even hitting the schools. And we renegotiated and came up with a second school show. which sold out in another 3 weeks. So it is very popular for the schools, and I think for multiple reasons. The gentlemen are very personable. They have a great message about living your dream, being who you are. For me, it's a continuation of the message of an Adam experiment, which is that entrepreneurial spirit of being able to decide this is my dream and not my circumstances. My circumstances will not be what determines who I become. So these two young men on Black Violin just live that, and they really pass that message on to the kids.
And they are amazing. They're classically trained, one in violin and one in viola. Last summer, they were spending their time producing a new album, which is coming out later this year, I believe. So getting them back was a coup on your all's part. One of the things that we should mention, you said that the shows, the educational matinees, have been sold out. But both of these shows, in addition to the educational matinees they are producing, they are also doing community outreach.
Yes, they do. An Adam Experiment, I should say, the producers of an Adam Experiment are two women who went to school at the School for Creative and Performing Arts in Aiken High School, Tyra Lindsay and Jennifer Tem. Tyra is the person who contacted me to consider bringing an Adam Experiment in. Their whole reasoning was as much about the workshops to the high schools, about once again, what does it mean to be an entrepreneurial, but what does it really mean to be an entrepreneurial spirit? And the fact that it doesn't matter what you do in life, that the spirit of an entrepreneur, of living your dream, is what it is about. And so they'll be going into local high schools, Withrow, Western Hills, Aiken High School, to give a workshop with Michael on what that means and how they can pursue that for themselves. The Black Violin guys, actually the day of the first show, will be doing about a two and a half hour workshop with string players, students from around the city, that will then play with them in the closing number of the show. So it gives students an opportunity to not only work with them, but to also play. And we're excited that this year, the show is not at the Aronoff Center. The show is at Music Hall.
Now, with educational programming like this, where there's community outreach, what's the best way if a school or homeschooling group is interested in finding out more information about the educational matinees, the community outreach?
We would love them to call Nikki Hudland at area code 513-977-4116. Giving us a call is the quickest way to say, hey, I'm interested, please give me a call back, or if they're able to reach Nikki first thing, and she's able to tell them what dates and times are available for these.
Now, you've mentioned that the Black Violin Educational Matinee tickets are sold out. What is the ticket situation for the evening shows for both of these performances?
There are currently tickets available for evening shows for both shows. The Adam Experience is on March 1st. Black Violin is on April 16th. Black Violin is selling very, very well. As Joy said, we're very excited. They're going to be at Music Hall this year. That's going to be quite extraordinary. I can assure you Black Violin will definitely sell out. The show sold out probably a week in advance when it was here at the Aronoff Center last year, and there were people who were just kicking themselves because they didn't get tickets earlier, and the show was remarkable. And to see those string players that they trained the day of on stage with them at the end of the show, there is nothing like that. The audience went crazy. The kids were in tears. It was such an amazing energy. And as Joy said, of watching these kids find out that they can be more than they think they can within a 2-hour masterclass with these guys. It's really extraordinary.
And I should note that the students don't come from just one place. They come from several places. And Jim, at the end of the show last year, there was a young man who was on stage from the School for Creative and Performing Arts that was looking very, very serious, almost like, you know, just in his own world. And I said, well, did you like the experience? And he said, it has changed my life. We work for weeks to play with other players, to be as in sync as we were today when they only worked with us for 2 hours. It was an amazing experience for them.
Well, I would like to thank this evening's guest, Van Ackerman, Vice President of Marketing and Communication, and Joyce Benamani, Vice President of Education and Community Engagement for the Sensei Arts Association. Thank you so much, both of you, for being with us this evening.
More than welcome.
For more information on an Adam experiment and Black Violin through the Sensei Arts Association, as well as other upcoming performances at Music Hall or the Aronoff Center, please be sure to visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.